Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Oh, man.
I mean,
God bless Larry Vaught. I mean that. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to bless him.
And James Strebel.
Like, I'm not kidding. Him. That's not a saying. I want him to be specifically blessed. Just him.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Says Bob Baffert is Will Wade. By the way, Will Wade got a 5-star over the weekend. He's just loading up.
Yeah,
that's the first thing I said to Mike Pratt.
Oh, what did Mike Pratt say?
I said, "Your boy Will Wade's loading up. He's got another 5-star. Oh, he likes it. He was laughing. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can hear him right now.
We got to get to the conversation that Issel. And the question that in fact, we're going to do that next after
Louis
Rabeau.
All right.
The question that was asked to Crean today was a memorable one.
Oh, I can't wait.
Crean showed me one picture of his weekend, and it was him at an outside bar in a fishbowl of something.
Oh, like one of those fishbowl drinks.
Yeah, it was like a bowl of, I would imagine, vodka
blue?
And everything else. No, it was red.
Red. Okay. Yeah. They had like 50 straws hanging out of it.
I had one for him. I guess he drank the entire thing.
That's great. That makes me really happy. Good for
Texas
Crean.
Says, yes, the Trump thing is real. We got to read that. Trump called Medina Spirit a junkie. which is,
I thought it was fake. A friend said to me, he's like, that can't be real, right? He's
real.
Like, I think it's real, so that's confirmed. All
Texas
right.
Texas says, is Baffert going to have to move to Greece to train horses? Let's get our guy Louis Rabeau in here. Horse Racing Happy Hour. The guys will be on, and I say the guys. He and Mike and Megan will be live. At Pimlico this weekend. Louis, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Okay.
Mitch, I can't hear our guy Louis Rabeau. Is he there? Good.
There's nothing.
I need the phones to be down. That's what I need.
Yeah, but sounds like that's the case.
All right, well, there
okay,
we go.
Well, that's Louis Rabeau.
I don't know. There it is.
He's going to be at Pimlico on Saturday.
He's going to be there. Beautiful Baltimore.
Baltimore here on ESPN 680, 105.7.
All right, let's try now.
All right, Louis, are you there? That's perfect.
Okay, our phones might be broken.
There it is. I need them to be broken.
Yeah.
For dinner tomorrow.
There he goes.
Louis.
Oh, my gosh. Is the delay 35 seconds? Or are we good?
I have no idea. Louis, can you can you hear us, buddy?
Echo. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Okay. Louis, how are you doing? Are you heartbroken? Were you able to wake up this morning with this Bob Baffert news?
So your analysis is spot on. I came to horse racing after I moved here as an adult. So I don't have this like, oh, I started going to the track with my grandpa when I was 7 and he would smoke unfiltered cigarettes and we would hang out with the, I don't have that story. Like, I'm not that guy. So I got into horse racing and I just assumed it was full of cheating. And so when these stories break, I'm like, oh, it's interesting because it's Baffert, but I don't know. I guess I've always kind of been cynical about it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Louis. Mitch, what was the issue with the phones? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, it was in Source B. So we've had Louis the entire time. So I got Valvano.
You got Valvano.
Valvano.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
That's what I knew. I knew that's probably what it was. What has interested you with this? With the how it was leaked, the initial press conference, the media circuit that he has done, the hitting of wrong tones, quite frankly, I think today, and just the story as a whole, you got Tim Sullivan on CNN. What have you made of the reaction to all of this? It's a big story, even nationally.
Something I'm going to say that I may never say again. I actually agree with everything Sullivan said on CNN. Like, I think all of the things that he said are true. It just feels so much like Lance Armstrong at this point, right? Like, he's won the 5th or 6th Tour de France, and everyone's just like, come on, man, just tell us. And he's like, no, I was a cancer survivor. How dare you live strong? And like, we all knew it was a lie. And like, literally, he said he didn't know what the drug was, but he had testified a couple months ago about Gamine, his horse who got pinged for the same drug in Arkansas last year. I mean, like, at some point, it's just bluster. And that's fine. It's great. It's great for radio. It's great for TV, whatever. But like, all these people, you know, I write for the LA Times once in a while, and my editor is like, no, we're not going with anything until we get that second sample back. And I'm like, people want to know our opinions. Like, that matters. And he's like, nope, can't do it. Wait for the second sample. And I'm like, what, because he's given you quotes before? And so, yeah, it's interesting. Horse racing people want the sport to be covered like every other sport until it's scrutinized like every other sport. And so that's my biggest takeaway, is I've always said that, and the second we got a story like this, it turned out to be true.
Okay, so you know what was interesting for me was, Perrin and Diener this morning were having the conversation, and Perrin wondered if he was being openly crushed, right? Like, on Twitter, Baffert was being crushed, but that's just a bunch of jackasses on Twitter that are there, and they're not horse racing people other than to bet on big events. And so I see mostly a sadness within people that right. really, really, really follow horse racing. But Diener came back and said, oh, no, he's being widely crushed. But I don't know also where to look. Does that make sense? So, like, people, media, sources, those sorts of people in the industry, how are they talking about this today?
It is telling that not a single trainer has come to say, you know what, I believe Bob. Not a single one. I cannot find one that has come to his side. The second thing is, Sullivan's comments on CNN are the most negative thing I've heard on a national outlet or read. And they're not even negative, right?
Right, right.
They're just like,
yeah.
Come on. They're like, come on, bro. Essentially is what Sid Sullivan just told CNN, right? And so I will respectfully disagree with the VP on that one. I don't see those kinds of things except from, hey, I had Mandaloon. And suddenly, by the way, this is like, you know, everybody was at the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game. Suddenly, everybody bet on Mandaloon, right? Everybody lost thousands of dollars on Mandaloon. And so I did not. I know that Mitch did, but I think Mitch had $10 on every horse in that race so that he could complain about it afterward. I disagree with Drew. I do not see it except from gamblers. And that's understandable, but gamblers complain all the time anyway, right? I mean, so
that's all they do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Louis Rabeau with us. He is followed by J.A. Adonde, which is.
That is actually
wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at his account right now. Louis Rabeau, you can follow him. Just search his R-A-B-A-U-T. Again, you guys will be on at 11 a.m. there. When do you leave to go out to, when do you ship out to Baltimore?
So I'm kind of a big deal. So I'm flying Thursday. I'm meeting clients in D.C. on Thursday. And then they're. Private car service to Baltimore to my hotel that night. That's right. And then I'll be at Pimlico on Friday, sir.
Oh, look at that. That's wow. What I'm talking about. What is plain cancel culture and that side of things? That seems to be the way that Baffert has picked to play this. What is his best argument right now?
I think his best argument is, well, this was legal until September, and now all of a sudden it's not legal. This is an injectable drug, so the previous, he can't make the, oh, someone bumped into the horse with a Ben Gay patch on, and I'm not making that up. He really made that argument one time, some icy hot on the horse or something. After an excuse like that before, oh, my trainer had a patch on that was Ben Gay, and it got into the horse, and now we're hearing, oh, no, someone else must have done this because we've never treated the horse. And then in the press conference alone, and I'm using her because she was the one who did the answering, and I know she's not a sycophant like many people in the media. But he goes, I don't even know what this drug is for, even though he had testified about it with Gamine. He looks over, and Jenny Reese answers the question for him, right? And it's like, no, don't answer his questions. Leave him out to dry. Let him answer the questions. And so it's just, you mentioned it, like he got to break the story. A lot of that has to do with horse racing commission rules and privacy and those sorts of things. But I don't know why you don't just let the guy flap in the wind. And then he goes ahead and flaps in the wind by going on all these media
right.
outlets anyway. So
yeah, I mean, and going to the cancel culture. That I did not see coming. I gotta be honest, the cancel culture, I did not see that's where we were going to be with Bob Baffert. That's what stuns me the most.
It's just so Lance Armstrong, right? I mean, it's just at some point the excuses are just so bad. and so unbelievable that, I mean, I'm sorry, there's a lot of smoke, so I got to believe there's a fire here.
Louis Rabeau with us, just one or two more. I mean, for me, I just don't see that there is some this is just me now, some massive fallout. I guess I could be wrong, but I think I view things like you do, and I think that's why some that are close to this, I feel like there's a lot of people that feel that horse racing is going to take off and become this sport. That's how I feel. And I don't totally see it that way. That doesn't mean I don't love the Derby or the Triple Crown. I mean, we carry all the races. You put a lot of work. I mean, this is part of your livelihood is to do this. It's also part of Mitch's livelihood to lose money and to have to sell you his Wii or his Nintendo Wii or Xbox One or whatever the hell, what kind of deals you guys were making in Bader's parking lot two nights ago, whatever you're doing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't feel like there's this jackpot that they're chasing that bad publicity hurts them. I feel like it's very equal, and the only thing that's hurt is someone's personal love and attachment to what Baffert's career has meant to them.
Yeah, I think for a lot of those people, it just shatters the image of this race being as sacred as it is for people and what have you. I actually enjoy Kentucky Oaks Day more than I do Kentucky Derby Day. Because I think the racing's just as good, and you're dealing with like 20% less people, right? So I tend to think that's the more fun day of those 2 days. But again, that's because I didn't grow up here, and I didn't like Derby Festival. It wasn't part of my childhood to go to the parade and watch the balloons take off and do those things. The one thing I will say on a serious note that I mentioned on the Sunday Morning Hangover yesterday is that the racing commissions pretend like they care about these things only in races like the Derby. So a guy named Peter Miller trains in California. He just got dinged for the 50th time on a drug violation, and he got a $500 fine. Jockey in California whipped a horse 7 times instead of 6 during a race and got a $500 fine. So literally they care about what it looks like you're doing to the horse rather than what you actually put in a horse. And so that's the thing no one's talking about and no one will let me write about, and it bothers me because that's the real truth. They care about the optics. They care about these optics because it's Baffert, it's the Derby. Otherwise, I don't think they care.
Louis, appreciate the time. Safe travels, and we'll be hearing you, if not before then, at least Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on 680-1057. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes. Louis Rabeau, there you go. Fun guy, there you go.
Yeah, I like Louis Rabeau.
Yeah, you do. By the way, you know what? I'm just looking on Twitter. Today marks the 25th anniversary of this movie. Which movie? 25 years.
Anniversary.
This movie was from the producers of Jurassic Park and the director of Speed.
Okay, so that's Jan DeBont, who was the director of Speed. Twister.
Boom.
Bam, baby.
Look at you.
Come on, Biscuit. Who's... Let's do this. Let's do some trivia, baby. I'll wipe the floor with Biscuit. I got the director. I got the movie.
Hey, you better settle down.
I would. I'd beat him.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, 100%. I'm really good at trivia.
Okay. Well, listen.
I'm really good
Biscuit,
at it.
That's not
I
me
just
saying
that.
That.
I didn't look at anything.
That's Twister.
All you said.
I gave you hints.
All you said was producer Jurassic Park, director Speed. I connected
dots
immediately.
You don't know geography.
Bang. I know geography.
You don't know geography.
I do know geography.
Oh, come on. Not like him.
I bet I do.
Okay.
I bet I do.
Boy, you're writing big-time checks here. Okay.
I'm a master at trivia.
We need to set this up. You're off school when?
I got
2 weeks.
I've got 2 weeks.
Done. Done. You're going on the Diener Show.
I'll go on the Diener Show. I'll do some trivia. I'm ready.
How about that, Mitch?
I'm ready.
Look at this is as confident as I've ever seen Big Rig.
I'm very good at trivia.
Okay.
I know a lot of random crap. My brain stopped working at one point in my life, but before that, I retained a lot of useless knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to this SL Crane sound so bad.
Oh, yeah. Enough bluster for me.
I'm just stunned by this.
Really?
Biscuit's going to take offense. We got to cut this.
That's fine. I'm very good at trivia.
I'll send it to process so he won't play it tomorrow.
Yeah, he won't play it. He'll be scared.
To be on their trivia
I don't
teams.
Know. Drew was still heartbroken over Baffert. We decided to replay Kenny Rice. There's not going to be any trivia today.
No trivia today.
If Process had the sack, as Doc Dockich would say, in fact, I'm going to text him this.
Yeah.
He needs to do trivia only on cheaters.
Oh, yes, that would be great.
Like the show,
yeah.
Sports cheaters,
yes.
just cheating in general.
Absolutely.
Just all forms of cheating, political cheating, like whatever cheating.
Bernie Madoff, whatever
cheating you want to go into, that needs to be the conversation tomorrow.
I love that.
Okay, how do you want to set up this Grossman stuff?
I just want to play, so we have four sound bites. I just want to play them all back to back to back, and then you guys just react to them.
Okay, now I caught this conversation a tad late.
Okay.
Yes.
You're going to die.
I can't wait, man, because I love both
this
people
This is a conversation
all.
Between Issel and Crean.
Yes.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go.
Now, we know so little about you, Crean. You're kind of an enigma. Are you married?
No.
You're not married, so your wife didn't go. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am very much single right now.
Okay. Have you ever had a date?
Yes.
No. But not recently.
Not recently.
No. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get you a date, but that might be a little harder. But we'll work on that. I've got some things in mind. Now let's get back to this date thing.
Oh my God!
If we get you a date, we'll set it up on a dinner. Let me work on this. But if we get you a date, would you go on a blind date just for dinner? We'll get you. I'll spring for it.
That's good.
We'll get a decent restaurant in town. I've got one in mind. I'll make a few calls. But if we get you a blind date to go to dinner at a nice restaurant, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Now, how old are you?
23.
23. And how tall are you?
6'2"-ish.
Okay. 6'2"-ish. So that means 6'1". And how much do you weigh?
Too much.
Now, don't say that. We won't get anybody to bite on this blind date idea. We're going to get this done. I'll work on it this afternoon, and then we'll come up with a way for someone to win a blind dinner date
with the Crean Man.
With the Crean Man. And you're up for it, all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. We got to figure out how to do that. Short of chloroforming somebody, I don't know how we'll be able to come up with somebody, but we'll get it done.
Man,
can you talk about anything besides sports?
I can try. No, I can.
Okay. All right. He's 6'1". He's way overweight, and he can't talk about anything but sports. Now, how are we going to get him a date?
My knees are weak.
I told you. It's a one seed.
It's the one. It may be the one seed. It may be the overall number one. It might be Gonzaga next year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Issel. I feel bad.
I do, too.
I feel bad. I'm listening to that. I feel bad.
Listen, I do, too. But if Crean goes on a date on Dan Issel's dime,
that's awesome. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah, he's getting it set up. He's like, I got a restaurant in mind.
Like, that's like when Issel says, I'm going to do work on it this afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what goes into that.
Yeah,
we got to follow up on this tomorrow, Mitch. Oh my goodness!
Is he calling like a restaurant? Is he getting like a couple of prospects in line for Crean?
Boy, I didn't know where you were going with that. That word prospects. That you scared me there. Yeah, no, I thought you were going to say prostitutes. That's where I thought you were going there, Strebel.
No, potential dates and prospects for our guy Jack. But man, I mean, just. Oh, some of those questions I'm like, a little insensitive. You know what I mean? Like a little insensitive, but
yeah,
he's gonna do his thing. You know, he's Dan Issel.
I mean, Crean's all for it, so he's he's down for it.
Who's calling?
I don't know who's calling.
It's probably New York. Is that Baffert?
Baffert called to defend himself. He's going on all the media outlets.
What if it was just us?
Baffert, I need to be on the take today. I'm just on CNN with Wolf Blitzer.
See, Texters, that was great. Texter, that was too far. Texter says that was wrong. Texter says sound of the century. Texter says bleeping bleep. Texter says Issel's picking on Pratt. Texter says, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, there's That sound is very split.
Divisive. It's a very divisive sound.
Hand down number one seed.
It's a number one seed no matter what. Whether you love it or you hate it, that's a number one seed, and it's not close. I mean, goodness. And Jack's laughing the whole time, giggling, poor Pratt's in the background trying to save it.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying
Mitch, I don't know if you're on the phone. The very first clip you played when Issel asked Grossman
if he was married.
If he was married, I'm pretty sure Pratt answered no. I think Pratt answered for Grossman before.
Now, we know so little about you, Crane. You're kind of an enigma. Are you married?
No.
You're not married,
wrong. I thought I heard Mike Pratt, so I was wrong there.
Okay, so
I was wrong.
It was Jack. It was Jack going, no. I mean,
Ethan Moore just texts us. He says he's speechless.
His jaw dropped. Oh, my goodness.
You got something for Ethan?
Ethan, you're a little high on your football team, Ethan. I mean, just a little. I mean,
he said they're going to go
5-1.
Is it 5-1
at home? 5-1 at home.
That means they're beating Kentucky.
Or 6-1 at home. It's one or the other. They're not beating Kentucky. Ethan, you did this to yourself. I did it to myself too, Ethan. You did this
Don't
to yourself
do it
last
again.
Year.
Yeah.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it,
I'm
Ethan.
I'm not picking Kentucky to win 8 or 9 games. I'm picking them to win 6 games. You got to play it safe because you got little trolls out there searching around on Twitter. They're going to bring it up and throw it in your face, and you're gonna get mad.
Well, trolls
like I got mad.
No, we have an entire folder. We're right into the folder.
Exactly.
No, if Louisville has
the trolls of this show.
If Louisville has a terrible season, we're going to have that. I mean, I got Jack Pilgrim and Nick Roush.
Oh,
head and cube predictions. I mean, from last year.
DJ Walker.
From 2 years ago. Oh, it's all saved in there.
Absolutely.
It's a mess.
So it's,
I had to buy more space on the cloud just for that.
Oh, I get emails. I get a lot of emails about this cloud upgrade.
I can see you not having anything in the cloud.
I
can see you being anti-cloud. What do you have in the cloud?
It's just
you have
like
any
pictures.
Secrets?
No, there's no secrets in
you
the cloud.
You have any secret photos in the cloud?
No. It's all
not
like,
one.
No, not one. No.
Hidden away.
No, nothing.
Okay.
I don't have anything. I mean, there's nothing of me anyway. There's not,
well,
no,
who's
nothing
it of?
Nobody. I don't have anything.
It sounds like there's something in that cloud.
There's nothing in the cloud. The ether is in the cloud. It's nothing. Just space. A lot of space out there. But I need to purchase more space, apparently. I'll stop.
Oh, Texas says that's a 1976 IU level seed.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut. It's an absolute juggernaut. And this
Texas says that sound destroys the get a better dog sound.
I don't know about that, but it's neck and neck. They're pretty darn close. We need to email that to Ethan Grossman.
Do we?
Yeah, I think we should cut that sound or have Ethan on and play him that sound and have him react. Because I'd like to know Ethan's thoughts on this.
I felt so bad cutting it.
I don't know if
I believe you or not.
No, like in our mixtape.
No.
In our mixtape notes, like one of the marks is he's way overweight. How do we get him a date? And I just saved it as like, Issel asked Crean about the date. Like, I just couldn't type it out, like, what was saved in our mixtape notes, because I just felt horrible.
But what if it works out? What if Issel works his Dan Issel magic, and he gets something set up for Jack?
Can you imagine a better, can you imagine a better romance novel than you're producing radio, and Dan Issel sets you up with a young lady that turns into your wife?
And
like, can you imagine that?
It's
like
great.
Suddenly Issel's at your wedding.
Yeah.
Like, can you just imagine that?
Maybe the best man. I mean, for setting the whole thing up, he might have him right there beside him when he's saying his vows. It's great.
Man, this is exactly what I was thinking of. This texter is saying he's saying it better than I. That in my mind, I was thinking of this joke. Texter says 4379680. Strebel has a folder titled Math Worksheets, and it's just filled with IG models. That is exactly that's exactly it.
No, I really don't.
I had a buddy who had some pictures of like that.
Like hidden away.
Yeah,
like
and we went through that entire hard drive, and we found them. They were deep. They were hidden. We had the mother load.
He's doing some espionage level stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Like, oh, this is
Texas says, duh, date.
Well, I guess that's the next question is, you know, is Mitch now going to want to fill in for Jack some so he can have Dan Issel work his magic for him? Get a little blind date for
That's
Mitch.
That's a great point. Mitch, did you talk to one female this weekend?
Yes. Do we want to get into my weekend?
Well, I was going to take a break here. Okay, yeah, at some point. Let's take a break.
All right.
You want to update that Keon Brooks story?
Yeah, I've got it.
So we'll do that. We got to get to Mitch's big weekend. We got a ton of sound. We got a ton of Baffert sound we got to get to because that's funny. We have Antigua sound. You want to get to a little Chin Coleman?
I want to hear some Chin Coleman. You damn well believe
Are you going to be able to bash your girl, Anna Chirillo?
Over the football stuff or the Chin Coleman?
She's fanboying a little bit much on Chin Coleman.
I might.
You act like you don't see it.
I might be able. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I might be able
Are you going to be able to?
If it's bad enough. If it's bad enough, I will.
She said she's in love. His personality and glass. You haven't seen any of this?
No, I've seen
I don't believe you.
I promise I
haven't.
I
don't believe you.
I promise.
I mean, you used to have notifications on your phone when she tweeted.
I did not.
It went bing, bing.
No. There's no bings.
There's a couple bings. Mitch, you've heard the bings, haven't you?
Mitch?
No.
Save me, Mitch.
Save me.
Oh, goodness. 437-968, the text line. Texter almost fainted when he said chloroform. Yeah.
That may be the worst part.
I thought you were going to fall out of your seat.
When he said without chloroform or whatever, I was like, man, he's an older guy. He doesn't have any filters. He says what he's going to say.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a great point. It's what Rudy Giuliani's trying to use as his defense.
Chloroform?
It's just an odd. No, he's an old man. What an odd direction I took the show there for no reason. Let's take a break. 437-9680 Mitch at what I think is a disastrous weekend. We'll talk about it next. All right, guys, got to tell you about the fitness market. I was on the treadmill for about 25 minutes today getting ready for this show. TheFitnessMarket.com, that is the website. Better yet, find their Facebook page, type in The Fitness Market, all the new happenings there, all the new equipment, all the gently used equipment, all the weights and strength equipment that they have that's so popular the last year or so. Treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, electric bikes, rowing machines, whatever it may be. They got you covered. They have the treadmill medic there. They can fix anything. Pickup, delivery, assembly. They're your one-stop shop. It is the fitness market, and seemingly everyone at ESPN Louisville has something. They have the two locations, Plantside Drive, the other on Westport Road. They're open for business. Right now, they can work with any budget, and financing is always available. 882-2694, 882-2694, or online, thefitnessmarket.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Matty Bangs.
Yeah, oh shoot.
Iowa doesn't like us today. Illinois might not soon.
What? Wow.
And James Strebel.
You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Mac. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy. Yes, if Coach O comes back, it's over. The D-League better be scared now. What up? Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, reminder, we are your home for Preakness 146. Whoever ends up racing, in the race, we'll have it. Coverage at 5:30 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, Kim Crawford Wines, and Kroger Fresh for everyone. Also, a reminder, miss any of the show, this show, any show, check out the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review. So we're loaded on that. We also have a little Reds baseball tonight. Reds and Pirates, 6:05. Catch that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Do you have the Keon Brooks thing?
I got it.
Streeble, give us the key on Brooks' story that we botched about 30 minutes ago.
Okay,
go
so this
ahead.
Is from Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker.
From The Athletic. He wrote a story about all the players on Kentucky's roster right now. And when he came to Cam Brooks, this is what he says. Whispers about a possible transfer had persisted since the day Kentucky's season ended, with home state Indiana supposedly posing the biggest threat. But Brooks' father told The Athletic on Friday that, quote, nothing has changed despite those, quote, crazy rumors. Brooks led the vigil for Clark after his tragic death and has continued to work out and practice with the Wildcats, who are still on campus. So have Jackson and Mintz, by the way. This is what Mitch was referring to. It's a little odd that Brooks has not publicly confirmed his plans to return. He is likely monitoring who else Calipari adds to the roster, but for now, we'll assume he's back.
I think all that is fair. I mean, I think if Kentucky were to go land a player that he feels like would be in direct competition with him, that he would pull a Quinn Slezinski.
Yeah, that's what I got from that.
Here's what that is. That is Keon Brooks having power.
Yeah, it is.
That, I mean, whether you think he's a good player or not, that is him having power, knowing that Kentucky needs him, but B, that he can jump somewhere and not sit out.
Yeah,
and that is him utilizing his power. He shouldn't just automatically say, yeah, I'm coming back. And if he does, that really doesn't matter anyway. Kevin Askew did that exact same thing.
He did.
Quinn Slezinski waited months. Right past Derby. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, before he officially transferred.
He officially made a move. So I don't think it matters if he says anything. I mean, that's all good and fine, but we know if you know, Cal doesn't want to. I mean, I don't know if there's a battle on how he's going to be used.
Right.
I mean, Keon Brooks, no, is not a for sure thing to be back next season for Kentucky. I mean, Cal Tucker, this is no offense to him. It didn't really add anything other than the rumors aren't crazy like Keon Brooks Sr. thinks.
Yeah.
They're not crazy if your son won't go on the record because he wants to see what the roster looks like.
Absolutely.
And that's utilizing the power that is now available to him.
Now, one thing that I thought about when I was reading that is I remember, I believe it was Matt Norlander that we had on, and we were talking about
About Louisville.
What was that magic date he said that we'd have a second wave of transfers?
Probably now, probably
yeah,
May.
I thought it was like soon. May 7th or ish, somewhere around that, and that hasn't happened yet. I'm not saying it won't happen, but as college graduations are now happening and semesters are ending, I'm expecting that second big wave to occur, and it hasn't. And that's where I thought, okay, if Keon Brooks is going to transfer, it will be with that second wave, but it's been relatively quiet. You haven't seen this big influx in the transfer portal like we all thought would happen. So I'm feeling better the longer it stretches out that Keon Brooks will come back.
But here's the thing. I don't know how much I'm following it anymore, because the thought process around L1C4 is that Louisville is done.
They're good.
I mean, if there is a gem, not like Brian Bowen, that falls in their lap and they don't have to spend the dollar recruiting
them, yeah,
then fine, good, great, grand, wonderful. But I think what you have right now is what you have. And maybe you can add a back end of the roster guy. I don't know. But the feeling is that that baby's about wrapped up, and Indiana's been full. And, I mean, I feel like with Kentucky, we know the names that are out there.
Yeah.
I feel like that is very known right now. Cal's had conversations with guys that would get Keon Brooks to maybe consider going somewhere else.
He has. I mean, I can't remember.
Arizona State, Bagley's brother.
Bagley's brother, and then
he's a guy from Syracuse, isn't there?
Yeah, Gary A. Evans from Syracuse.
You would imagine would say, Keon Brooks would say, okay, it's different when Ty Washington's here.
Right.
Or Jaden Hardy or Marcus Carr or even if they brought in a true big. If for some reason they brought in a center or something. But if it's that 3-4, that hybrid player, that Keon Brooks. The other thing in BBN land, the Vince Mero tweet 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Big Dog Woofing Again says, LOL, someone getting nervous, go Big Blue. Now, do you know who that's in reference to?
Yes, I do. A 4-star player.
You're not going to get his name. You're not going to find it.
I'm going to try. No, I got it.
Tegra
Shabola.
It's from Westchester, Ohio.
4-star recruit, ESPN top 50, Adidas All-American. Okay?
So how about that?
So, yeah.
The word on the street is that Kentucky, even though he's committed to Ohio State, Mitch, Kentucky wanted to get him in town for a visit. Now the visits are open.
Yes.
And people think that Ryan Day at Ohio State said, you can go visit anywhere, go to Kentucky, but I'm not sure there's going to be a scholarship here for you.
That's the word on the street.
That's the word in the recruiting on the recruiting message board.
That Ryan Day flexed a little muscle.
Now, you like that? Because I like that from Ryan Day.
I like it from Ryan Day, and I like it for Kentucky because that kind of raises their profile. Because if Kentucky was just some slouch that Ohio State wasn't worried about, they was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Go visit. Yeah, go ahead.
They
go,
are.
Go visit Kentucky. Well, then why did you tell them not to go there?
Huh?
Then if they're a slouch,
you
and he's not worried about it.
Because you're Ohio State. You got the big stick.
But, okay, that's
maybe
fine.
Maybe it's not just Kentucky. It's probably other schools,
then
right?
Then why did he point out Kentucky specifically? Because the tweet he put out said, I am not – the recruit.
Oh, the recruit.
Said,
you have to ask him. I don't know.
Specifically, he didn't say Syracuse or whoever else might be looking. I just because we're just talking about Syracuse.
You know what
I love
the most? Everyone's like, is he talking about Louisville? I'm like, no. He's not.
He ain't worried about Louisville.
He's not
worried about.
When do we want to play this haymaker rummage sound for Strieble?
What's it about?
It's about Louisville football.
Yeah, these Louisville football fans, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear making fun of Kentucky fans for buying in because they're doing the exact same damn thing right now.
Are they?
Oh yeah. Did you hear Ethan? Ethan Moore's tweets?
I mean, Ethan Moore is
Rummage.
Yeah, but Ethan Moore also said 7-5 would show him something. We'll revisit. We got a long time.
We do. We have all.
We have Bob Baffert. We need to talk about.
Yes, but I mean. There are some Louisville football fans. I mean, I don't care, or basketball fans. I don't care if Matt talks to the media, talk to five-star players. Like, well, yeah, he's got a better chance of talking to the media than five-star players, by the way.
Do you see people tweeting at Maben and Rummage for Chris Mack to come on the air?
I did, yes.
Now, it made me sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if he doesn't go on with them, that's a sad thing.
Yeah.
The poll question I was telling you guys about that – I think it's funny, but people will get mad if we put it up.
I'm not worried about people getting mad, but go ahead. Let's hear it.
Is who's going to do media first, Medina Spirit or Chris Mack?
The horse. I think I put a microphone in front of Medina Spirit.
I mean, I think we need to get a bunch of name for the 5 o'clock hour, Mitch. Is Nick Valvano still there using our bathroom?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, on Friday, we're trying to do the mixtape.
Yeah.
And Nikki DeBoot was in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Oh.
Like, Mitch was dying. I was dying. I think Perrin peed in a cup. Like every. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, we're all in. He was in there for 45 minutes.
Nick, was he sick?
No, he wasn't sick. It's just him.
What'd he eat? Good girl. Well, that's a great question. I mean, who knows?
God knows.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Nick likes to eat anything and everything. That's a good point.
Diener did say today, Mitch. Diener goes, you know, the leftover bear nose pizza from Friday, we need to throw it away. And I just got thinking, I would see if Nick wants some before you do that.
He might want some.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick might have a slice or two before it goes in the trash. Or if it's in the trash, he go get it.
Texas says big dog settling for more Ohio State rejects. You would hope.
Yeah, I mean, battling Ohio State's fine. I don't mind that at all. It's
Texas
better
says,
battling
do you have a tie update? No.
He balled out the Iverson Classic, won the 3-point tournament. That's
tie. Yeah, I've got a little bit of a problem. What, with Jack Pilgrim?
No, it's something our guy Rob Cassidy said today.
Okay, well, I'll get to – no. Hold that thought for a second. Your boy – oh, who did I just say? Jack Pilgrim.
Oh, Jack Pilgrim, yeah.
Said that Ty Washington reminded him of Emmanuel Quickley.
I saw that.
Well, that's not good for Kentucky.
Why?
Emmanuel Quickley didn't do a damn thing his freshman year.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Thank you, Mitch, for chuckling. Yeah, wait a minute. Everyone's like, hell yeah, Pilgrim. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Of an evaluation, Pilgrim. I'm like, wait a minute. Emmanuel Quickley, his freshman year was so bad, he didn't play as much that, I mean, people thought he wouldn't be back.
Maybe they thought that maybe Jack Pilgrim thinks he reminds him of Emmanuel Quickley's sophomore season.
Maybe that's not what he said, though.
All he said was Emmanuel Quickley. He said he reminds me of Emmanuel Quickley. Is it Emmanuel Quickley as a recruit or Emmanuel Quickley's sophomore season at Kentucky, which was amazing? And got
Texas
draft
says give a Tebow take. Yeah, apparently he's going to get signed.
He's going to be a receiver.
I think it's a tight end.
Oh, I'm sorry, a tight end. Yes, sorry. Well, they catch balls.
Are you? Are you? What? You in facts.
It was a mistake. It was just a mistake. I just said wide receiver instead of tight end. I was a pop.
Texas says, talk about UK's drunk wide receiver coach.
Yeah, Javon Bonight got a.
No, we're feeding into conspiracy theory. We're not going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Oh, no, what? That's a personal issue. That's a personal issue.
Oh, yeah, Mark Stoops won't say anything about it.
No.
It's handled internally.
Internally. Yeah, it'll be internal repercussions, and that'll be it.
That's it.
Yeah.
What do you do for a wide receiver coach who gets a DUI? He's a well-thought-of receiver coach, and the reason I'm calling him the wide receiver coach is because I can't remember his name, and I know Strebel has no idea.
Javon Bonight.
Okay, that's shocking.
Yeah.
That's shocking. Yeah. I can't believe you know that.
Yeah, Javon Bonight.
I'm stunned right now.
I'm doing my research. I'm trying to keep up a little more. I had to read about it because I figured that
how much did you drink this weekend?
Not a lot, really. Honestly, I didn't. It was a very busy weekend. I didn't have a lot of downtime, so I drank some Friday. At the dinner after, and then just a little bit, and then Saturday not a ton. Did go out for dinner Saturday and had some beers at a restaurant there.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Seymour, Indiana, place called The Rail. It was a brewery. We all went to the brewery and had some food and some beers.
And where? Where is it at?
Seymour, downtown Seymour, Indiana.
I could have given you 100 places. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Well, it was
never mind.
I didn't know we were going anywhere. We're in the parking lot. We're walking out, and one of the coaches is like, "Hey, y'all want to go to dinner with us?"
You guys won, right?
Yeah, they won the entire tournament. Wyatt did.
They got a ring.
Yeah, you got a ring.
Mitch, do I bring this up? Me and a buddy were talking about this.
Yeah.
He saw the picture with you and it's Wyatt.
Wyatt,
right?
Yeah, Wyatt. Mm-hmm.
Kellen's team did not win.
Kellen did not play this weekend. He did not have a travel tournament.
Really?
Yes. So he stayed with his grandparents, and he did a Little League game on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Yeah, he had a free weekend. He had a good time.
But I saw little Wyatt with his buddies.
Yeah.
And the 9 coaches, and he had a ring.
Yes.
And I thought a texter is going to bring this up.
So I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Well, no. Here's the issue that I have. It's not even an issue. He got a legitimate ring.
Yeah.
It wasn't as special because they give him a ring after every tournament. That's what kind of hit me in the face.
Well, yeah, they're all different tournaments and different sites.
I know, but now everyone gets a trophy. Now Wyatt's got 15 different rings.
He was pumped.
You understand?
It was his first place ring.
Texas says Rails is terrible. There you go.
I liked it. I had a good time.
Yeah, but you're not a judge on those sorts of things.
I'm not a judge on those sorts of things, but I enjoyed myself.
Texas says, LJ the Fiasco is quitting the Crunch Zone. No, he's
not.
No,
he's not. No, LJ is not.
Mitch, that's not happening right now, is it?
You're dialed in.
That's not happening right now.
The Card Nation.
I think it is.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
He said, yeah, he posted something, said deuces.
Oh. Doesn't sound like it's, I don't know if I follow him.
He might have you blocked.
He may have me blocked.
Texas says, when Strebel says I didn't drink a ton, how much is he talking about? 5, 6?
Like 7. To me, that's not much.
You had 7 what, IPAs?
No. I had 2 IPAs at the restaurant, and then actually I had like 8. No, all together. I had like 2 IPAs at the restaurant, and then when I got home, I had like 6 beers. That's not a lot for me. It's like a normal day. Well, not a normal day, a normal weekend day.
Texas says Stoops going to make the coach run gassers. Here's what I would say. I wish Kentucky would be more open about this, but they're not going to. And now this is where we are right now with these particular programs is there's just going to be a code of radio silence. Mac ain't saying anything. Again, I gave you my opinion, not opinion on that. John Calipari ain't saying anything. I mean, Cal could come out and say something. I mean, listen, where I was going to take Kentucky down is, I mean, I'm sorry. Those two guys get hired, and it becomes official over the weekend, and you have a Saturday press conference.
Yeah.
You have a Saturday press conference, okay? And then on top of it, I'm sorry. Matt Jones should have those guys on in some way. So should Issel and Pratt. They shouldn't have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. I mean, period, end of discussion. But that is, and by the way, Kentucky and Louisville, They're the Spider-Man meme when it comes to this sort of stuff. So, no, Stoops ain't going to say a damn thing. We handled it internally. Not a good decision. And that's it.
That's all.
And that's going to be the end. You're not going to get anything else from this.
Right, right.
And if you were a bad team like Bobby was, who's the guy that got the drunk driving?
Klonakis.
Klonakis. Yeah. It's going to be magnified, but if everyone's in love with you, which right now Kentucky fans are in love with the offseason that their coaching staff is going to happen, it's going to be radio silence. And now is the radio silence time. So I can understand Louisville fans saying, hey, why is this not a bigger deal? I'm giving you the circumstances why.
Right.
And I agree. It's not. I don't know what to add to it. It's incredibly stupid when you got that much money to do something like that. Of course it is.
Not only that, the staff is basking in the glory of
Being loved on.
Being loved on, getting these recruits.
Yeah, winning five games last year, and being loved on.
Yeah, and they're having a great offseason, and this is the first bad thing that happened, and they know they don't have to say anything because everyone's going to give them a pass right now because they got Wandell Robinson, and they got, you know, 3 4-star recruits in a matter of 48 hours, and they're getting guys from Ohio State. They're doing all these things, and they don't have to say anything because everyone's in love, and everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, they handled it. Stoops handled it, and we don't know if Stoops handled it. We don't know what Stoops said or didn't say.
Texas says, Round Daddy gives his son a ring for catching pop-ups. This ring means nothing.
I don't give him a ring for catching pop-ups. By the way, he played
6 years old on a travel team? Wow. That's coming down to 4.379.
Four straight games he didn't get out one time, and he hit 2 home runs. And not like piddly, like he legit jacked it. Like, boom.
Texas says, ask Strebel if he enjoyed Antigua on KSR today.
I didn't listen to it. I was at work. I can't listen to that.
But it's almost at the end
I
now.
I didn't do the podcast on the way home.
Middle school, the last, what, did you listen to Bob?
I didn't listen to any podcast on the way home.
Bob was on the air.
He was, I know. I listened to you and Parent on Friday driving back and forth from things. And I listened to Diener that morning, too. Diener and Process talking back and forth Friday morning.
Texas says LJ couldn't keep up with all the turmoil at U of L. I don't know. We got to read it.
I know. We got to read the tweet. Maybe we should reach out to Mark and ask him since he's he runs the Crunch Zone. Like, what's going on, Mark? What's the scoop? He did a podcast with Biscuit, Chrissy Banta. What's going on?
Oh boy, you've never heard any of that.
No, I haven't, but I know it exists.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't heard a second of that.
No.
Not a second.
Absolutely not. But, again, I know it exists. I know they do that.
Nick Valvano says, thanks for listening, Round Father.
Sorry,
when is the last time you listened to the V Show?
I listened to last Thursday, I listened a little bit when he and Greer were discussing the softball lineups at the end of the show. That was Thursday, I believe. Yes, Thursday.
There you go.
That's my. There you go, Nick.
There you go. How about that, Nick?
I listened to Greer battle you over who should be the fifth batter. That's what I listened to.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, Coach O was on KSR today.
I know. I didn't listen to it.
Texas says, your boy ain't hitting dingers, bruh.
Yeah, he is hitting dingers, bruh. He's better at six than you have been your entire life. He could outplay you right now, bruh. On a machine, kid pitch, coach pitch, whatever you want. He's knocking your teeth out. Fastball straight to your face, homeboy.
What did you make your wife for breakfast? Let's get into that. What did you make your wife for breakfast?
I did the big breakfast. I did pancakes, eggs, sausage, eggs over easy, and bacon.
Wow, look
whole,
at you.
Yeah, whole deal. Yeah.
That's
How does
it?
That sound, Mitch?
That's it.
That's it. That's the go-to.
That's it.
What else would you make?
What else would you make, Mitch?
I mean, I make that for breakfast like on the weekends. Maybe not the pancakes, because that's a little much.
Let me ask you something, Mitch.
It's not anything impressive.
Let's say you were dating a young lady who had a kid or kids on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Yeah, what would you make?
Just in general, what would you do that day?
Okay.
Like, you guys are going to be around the house? Like, it's, you know, I mean, you're in charge of Mother's Day.
Dad's in charge, boyfriend's in charge.
So what are you, 25 right now, Mitch, or are you 23? You're 25.
25.
Okay, let's say in the next year or two, that becomes something that happens in your life. How do you handle it?
Okay, so I assume that this kid is not very old. Because if I'm dating in the age range, if my age range, I mean, the kid can't be, what, more than 6 years old?
Now I got to put parameters on the kid.
Made this very awkward.
Okay, the kid's not 10 years old.
The kid's between, like, one and six.
Well, I was going to say a little bit more.
Oh, like one to between
I was
going to
say
eight?
6, 7, 8 years old, something
okay.
like that.
There we go, okay.
Yeah, but not 10 years
not
old.
Not 10.
Right.
Okay. Man, I don't even... I don't even know.
Here you are criticizing me for making breakfast. And you don't even know what you do.
Well, you have three kids who are just like all varying ages. I'm just saying the breakfast isn't that impressive.
And
you said the kids like Dunkin' Donuts.
They did, but they like donuts. I mean, that's a big deal coming from them. What would you make for your girlfriend who has a kid, little Johnny or little Jill, for breakfast on Mother's Day?
Whatever she liked. I wouldn't give a crap about the kid. Maybe my wife likes that.
Maybe that's what she wanted.
Was it breakfast in bed?
No, she was up.
She was awake.
She was awake. Yes, yes. So what are you making, Mitch? Come on.
Texas says LJ found out blank wasn't a Louisville man.
Found that blank lives in Santa Claus.
Someone just texted at 4:50, Mitch. Split sample.
What does that mean?
Ennis has to be talking about Baffert.
That's split sample. That's the second.
The text line is, what's the matter how old the kid is? There's a difference with if the kid's one year old or seven.
7 years old.
Seven-year-old kid. What are you doing?
It's a boy. He's 7 years old. He's in second grade.
Name's Timmy.
You guys have been dating for, I don't know, let's say a year.
Okay.
Okay? But it's your first, or 8 months. It's your mother. This is the first time you've done this, okay?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I would make breakfast, not what the kid wants.
It wasn't what the kid wanted. It was what she wanted. The kids just happened to like it. It's not like I said, hey, kids, what do you want? I made it for her.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
And I just do whatever she wanted to do for that day.
You gotta come up with it, bro.
Yeah, you can't say, well, whatever you want to do.
I don't know what this fictional person likes or doesn't like.
Texas says this is bad radio.
I agree with that texter.
Mitch doesn't want to talk about it. It's making him uncomfortable. That's what's going on right now.
I had two things we never got to them, but we can get into 5 o'clock.
We got another hour going.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think we're doing in the 5 o'clock hour?
Nothing.
By the way, Cowgill has a one-on-one tonight with Baffert.
Yes!
That's great. I'm so happy.
Is that the first time he's tweeted in the last 48 hours almost? The first time?
Boy, there's a text in here that says it's got tube steak, the word smothered,
and the word underwear
all in one sentence, and I don't know what any of it means. I want to read it, but it's scary.
Not that texter, but this other texter. Get a babysitter. We're getting brunch and mimosas. Simple. Yes, that's what I would do there.
Oh yeah, that won't be busy.
I don't give brunch
on Mother's Day. Yeah, that's only going to take 3 hours.
Yeah, what if the kid, like, she wants the kid to go? Like, she's like, I'm a mother. I want my child to be involved in Mother's Day. Then what do you do?
Texas says, ask Dribble if he's ever peed on hay, then fed it to a horse. We are going to do that for charity. We will all urinate on hay, and Mitch will eat it. We will do that for the V Foundation.
Hey, I told you guys, if you want to get me some betamethasone, I'll try it. I'll inject myself with some betamethasone, go run a mile, and I'll give you the report back if I feel any different.
let's figure out how to do that.
How do we get that?
Let's take a break. I don't know what to tease now after that. We will inject Mitch. We will do that. We have to get to what Mitch did this weekend, which is nothing, which is really nothing. And then we'll give you a bunch of Baffert sound as well. 437-9680, another hour to go here on this Monday. All right, big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card. From Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler, there'll be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt, and you'll be walking away with all the cash. Just pick the main event fighter that you think is going to win. And DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. If MMA's not your thing, they got all the basketball, the hockey, the golf, much more. Soccer, it's all there at DraftKings. So go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code, again, WHBE, to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time. It's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.